You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, US President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, has described COVID-19 as a wily opponent during a Vatican conference on global health threats. Among the challenges presented by COVID-19, Dr. Fauci highlighted its ability to change and appear with new variants. He told the online conference on Thursday that the pandemic had confirmed to him both faith and science are constantly evolving, and that scientists in particular must humbly admit they don't always have the answers.
When we're going through a very difficult situation like the evolution of an outbreak, people who don't appreciate that evolution of understanding and evolution of knowledge, that you're going to change some of your viewpoints. Because the data itself will not necessarily change, but additional data changes the status of your knowledge. And your knowledge may go from minimal, and you're acting on, quote, faith, as it were, versus the true substantive evidence and data, which really gives you a much greater foundation.
The conference was planned well before the pandemic erupted last year, and this year the world is working together on solutions to end the health crisis. The European Commission is proposing that EU member states join forces to develop and deploy COVID-19 drugs across the 27-nation bloc. In addition to the vaccine contracts already secured, they're looking to set up a portfolio of 10 potential COVID-19 treatments with the aim of authorising 3 new drugs by October. Stella Kyriakides, the EU Health Commissioner, says they need to move quickly, but they're confident of getting most Europeans vaccinated within the next few months.
At present, over 30% of the EU population has received its first dose, and for the second dose, we have reached 12%. In every single member state, large or small, vaccination centres are mobilised and citizens are being vaccinated, and the numbers are increasing. I would say that within the EU, we can now look ahead with confidence that we will be able to reach our target of vaccinating 70% of the population already in July.
Infections in India have hit another grim daily record as demand for medical oxygen jumped sevenfold, with lockdowns reinstated in several cities and states. The number of new confirmed cases breached 400,000 for the second time since the devastating surge began last month. The new cases pushed India's official tally to more than 21 million. K. Vijayaraghavan, a principal scientific officer to the government, said this phase of the pandemic was a very critical time in the country, and he also warned of a third wave in India.
A phase three is inevitable, given the high levels of circulating virus, but it's not clear on what time scale this phase three will occur. Hopefully, incrementally, but we should prepare for new waves. Previous infections and vaccines will cause adaptive pressure on the virus for new kinds of changes which try to escape it. And therefore, we should be prepared scientifically to take care of that.
In neighbouring Pakistan, people in Karachi joined long queues to receive their COVID-19 vaccinations, apparently spurred on by the crisis in India. The head of a COVID-19 vaccination centre in Karachi, Dr. Syed Farhad Abashar, said only 3 days earlier his centre administered vaccines to around 2,000 people. On Thursday, more than 45,000 people came to get their shots.
The virus does not believe in boundaries. When people see the worst condition in India, that is the reason people started to visit the COVID-19 centre to be administered a vaccine. All over Pakistan, people now show their interest for vaccination. Today we vaccinated more than 45,000 people in this centre.
And passengers have scrambled to board the final flights out of Nepal on Thursday ahead of an international travel ban that comes into force at the end of the day. Flights are being suspended in the wake of India's disastrous surge in coronavirus cases. Most flights in and out of Nepal go through India. Domestic flights were halted earlier in the week. And French President Emmanuel Macron is joining the US Biden administration in backing the sharing of the valuable technology behind COVID-19 vaccines. But he's also insisting that the immediate priority for wealthier countries is to first donate more doses to poorer countries. The French leader says he completely supports opening up intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccines. He says the European Union is leading the way in vaccine donations, and he's calling for the United States and Britain to share more too.
About the vaccination worldwide, I want to repeat here something important. Europe is the most generous continent with the rest of the world. On the doses we have produced, there were about 65 million for us, and 45 million we have exported. Today, for example, on the doses produced by the British or the Americans, there were zero doses exported. I think we have to say it. We must be proud of this model of generosity, of opening, and if there's been a vaccine nationalism, it didn't come from Europe.
Finally, a leading UK government scientist said COVID-19 is unlikely ever to be eradicated, and the outlook for the pandemic remains pretty bleak in the medium term. England's chief medical officer, Professor Chris Whitty, says the world will continue to register a significant number of deaths unless more effort is made to vaccinate the vulnerable globally. He also warned that while coronavirus may become a much milder chronic disease in the long term, new variants will continue to cause problems. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.